if you make a lot of noise, I'm sure Dave was hard up.
Hello. Just one thing I ask of you. One of the CDs I have for sale here tonight. I think it's actually number two.
Thank you. I still love you.
Song is brand new. Still reading it off the paper. And it came about because of, let me see, the sequence of events. We went and saw Stop Making Sense in my friend's house. Big screen, huge sound system. I haven't seen it in years. Completely blown away by the Talking Heads and the band. And I'm thinking, God, I wish I could write songs like that. Talking Heads had these, they literally, you know, put things together like little mosaic tiles, you know, little fragments of meaning here and there that they built into these huge things, grooves and songs and stuff. And I write this sort of little linear kind of narrative, you know, folk song kind of lyrics, you know. So, how would I teach myself or challenge myself to write something? The next day, I had a gig near my house at the East Lake Music Festival, the first thing they're doing at this beautiful new park at the end of Lake Merritt, where I live. If those of you who are deadheads remember the Henry J. Kaiser Auditorium, where we saw so many New Year's Eve shows and stuff, it's right there. The lake ends at that place, and they just tore the whole thing up and redid it, built this beautiful park, and had a show there, and I got to play. And I was I volunteered to play some lead guitar for a friend of mine, Heather Norman. I was listening to her songs. Yeah, I wish I could write songs like that. Her songs are just these kind of great little strings of images, and I'm never really sure what she's talking about, but I like the hazy shapes that she's painting. You know what I mean? That's one kind of good songwriting. And then, let me see, the next day I rode my bike around Lake Merritt, which involved getting good and stoned. It's a great way to do that on a beautiful day. And I started just thinking about these sort of sentence fragments and images and stuff. First, you know, thinking about the Talking Heads thing, like, maybe if I just made a list of unrelated statements, I can figure out how to string them together and make it like as cool as what David Byrne does. So I had a notebook and I wrote down a bunch of ideas and stuff. And then that night we went to the Berklee Repertory Theater and saw a play. And that was a Tony Kushner play, whose title is too long, I won't remember it exactly. But it's a very, you know, it's theater, stage, words, lots of words, conversations, strong emotions. And that sort of wound my flywheel around a little more. And I spent most of the play writing other unrelated phrases. And then the next day I got up, had my coffee and did my usual morning email bullshit. And then I sat down and looked at those lines I had been writing down for the last couple of days. And I put them on my computer screen and I started rearranging them, and they sort of started to make sense. 100% sense, but enough that I persevere. And I've played it in public 3 or 4 times now, and I'm still not sure I know what it's about. And that's okay. And now I probably created this gigantic expectation. Right. It's just a series of non sequiturs. It's called the folk process.
We'll be right back.
says sings like Neil Young on purpose. The process is shopping a screenplay about a blended family of vampire superheroes. The folk process is an oral historian. She lied about how she got the job. The folk process is fond of saying, there ought to be a law! The folk process is addicted to watching cat videos on the internet. Process is never very far from now. The full process loses a little in the translation. The full process grows more elaborate in the retelling. I just both over-explained and then apologized for the song, which are two things you really shouldn't do in my line of work. I just want to state that for the record. Did you ever waken to the sun? Street cats make it now. Yes, from their cries you were listening to a fight. Well, you know. The last thing they're thinking of, they're only trying to make it through the night. Thank you.
Gets better, it's gonna get worse before it gets better. conversation with other people's private parts. They want us to do what they say, but I'd rather live my own damn way. We'll take our country back someday, but it's gonna get worse before it gets better. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. It's gonna get worse before it gets better, but I know it's gonna get better. Just because day by day our bonds hung weave, mammon gloats as nature grieves. Oh, save us from these pious thieves. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. But I know it's gonna get better. But I love the world we live in, cause I spoilers, these blood for oilers taking orders from on high. And I don't know whose word I take about this God whose laws I break. I'll swan dive into that fiery lake. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. But I know it's gonna get better. Forces are clamping down on us unconforming souls, waving flags and bashing fangs and burning truth like coal. Now, I don't know, but I've been told the naming rights have all been sold. Hell is hot and heaven's cold, and it's gonna get worse before it gets better. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. But I know it's gonna get worse before it gets better. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. It's gonna get worse before it gets better. But I know it's gonna get better. But I love the world we live in, cause I'm living it with you.
We bought these etched pebbles at the farmer's market that have things in them. Like one of them says Republican Free Zone. It's on our front step. But the other one is a Gandhi quote. It says, it's loosely enforced, but you know, they tend not to want to come by my place anymore. The other one is this Gandhi thing. It says, you must be the change you want to see more. I've always liked that. Well, the car's gassed up and I'm ready to roll. I got one eye open for the highway patrol. The other eye is open for that freeway sign. 300 miles and I'm making good time. Oh, my stomach's growling, but my head's been fed. I'm going down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. The tape deck's cranking out a rattling sound. In a sympathetic rhythm to the wheel go round. Sport Utes eat me up alive. This thing don't do more than 55. But I can sleep in the back, it's a roadside bed. I'm going down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. Down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. Well, everybody needs a little break sometimes. Life gets too precise. Put a little slack in that old straight line. Take some weird advice. Pulling into town, I'm all eyes and ears. Look at all these friends I ain't seen all year. Tripped out, hit these rag and bone. Young.com, tie-dye, cellular phone. Do you do lying in Tennessee, Jerry? Going down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead. Down to Eugene to see the Grateful Dead.
A house on a hill, own more guitars than cross.
Crosby and Stills. One day soon I'll be rocking on top of the pile. All I'm doing here is just paying my dues in style. Yes, I'm gonna be a rock and roll star. Caribbean dreams are home of future.
Stick with me, friends. You'll go far. You can see.
Every concert hall gonna be a gold mine. Half the population out of waiting line. Every night the crowds are gonna cheer and salute. And I'll just drink it all in and take my time and get into it.
Interesting chord. It starts on what you might consider to be a G13th. I just realized that was kind of a spoiler. Now you know that this whole thing is like a suspended. Sorry about that, folks. I'm happy to share my process with you. That's real love, so hard to define. Don't you dare decline it when it comes for you. You'll come to prize. That's real love. That's real love. It's such a change to take such pleasure in your regard. We've done the harm. Let's lead with our hearts. That's real love. My real love, it it's everlasting. It's flabbergasting. That's real love. Here's that other one in G. I was able to break it up with that C in it. Presumably make life better for you and all these people
around. Yes, you have. Everybody wins.
I'm going to play a song for you called Quarter to Five. This is dedicated to the memory of my best friend. Her name was Tina Loney. I was working on this while she was dying from her second cancer. She beat the first one. It was just that friend I had in my life when I really needed one, somebody who became, you know, you need that one person in your life you can tell the absolute truth to, the deepest secrets, and that you can trust them to keep it, and you can trust them to say back to you. And you are that for that person too. Well, Tina was like that for me for many, many years until I met the woman who became my wife. And then Tina and I and my wife and her partner, Eric, remained very, very good friends for the rest of her life. But I was working on this piece when Tina was dying, and I put a lot of my feelings for her into it, and I had an opportunity to play it for her just a couple of days before she passed, and I also got to tell her that I loved her and thank her for her friendship and stuff. It was that I wasn't able to do that with two of the other most important women in my life. Tina, and there was a poem that said something like, well, when you lose somebody, they're not gone. They're everywhere that you are. And so I played this song wherever I am as a way of remembering Tina and taking her with me. Thank you.
They named it that for musical reasons, but the spooky thing is that she died pretty close to 45. I don't believe in that stuff, but you know.
Breaking everywhere, light a candle, curse the glare. call the curtains, I don't care, but it's alright. I will get by. I will get by. I will get by. I will survive. Say a piece and get out. Yes, I get the gist of it, but it's alright. Sorry that you feel that way. Only thing there is to say, every silver lining's got a touch of gray.
Survive.
song's dedicated to the memory of Jerry Garcia. He came there in the morning, stood by her side, where a truth flowed from the hand of Brother John. Closed his eyes and held his breath and listened for the word. And a new man made the song to carry on. I was born to be the minstrel. To sing the streets alone. To plant the seeds of the change and then move on. Never see them grow. Son of a fisherman, he sailed the city streets, catching a life his father never dreamed. Singing like a blind man and listening with his eyes, his fingers wove the tale of what he'd seen. I was born to be the minstrel, sang in the streets alone. To plant the seeds of the change and then move on. Never see them grow. He sang for pennies, not for princes, in the alleys of the man. What he thought wasn't bad, wasn't bad. Looked for him last Saturday. I was downtown with a friend of mine. We checked his favorite spots, but he was gone. I closed my eyes and followed him back to that river scene. And sang what I remembered of his song. Sing the streets alone. To plant the seeds of the change and then move on. Never see them grow. Never see them grow.
thank you all so very much for coming out tonight. I appreciate your support.
Thank you.
And now for some of you are coming out to the Phases of the Moon Music Festival. Tomorrow afternoon, it's a little after 2, I'm going to be on the John Carney Show. It's AM talk radio. I don't know much about him, but I had a great time hanging with him last time I was here. So that'll be, you know, radio schmoozing. And then Tuesday evening, I'm playing at the Shanty, about which I know nothing. It's a bad name, and some very nice people I've talked to about what's going to happen there.
9 p.m.
I'm going to play, and I'm going to be part of their open mic. I think I have this sort of Simon Cowell thing they want to do, right? Like, give people my opinion of their open mic performances. That scares the shit out of me. So I'm going to be like generally supportive without being specifically critical. Anyway, it just sounds like a huge amount of fun. I hope some of you will come to that show.
Thank you.
I thank all of the Steins who made this evening possible. And there are 2 plans.
Three-piece band on the corner play near my I got to leave. The deal you love is so different to you, what you could be. Many worlds are weeping by the bank's green edge, it will grow. Sing a lullaby beside the water. Lovers come and go, the river roams. There you
Thanks again, everybody.